Rav Aaron Cutler, Zecheinu Levracha, lived in New York. He used to come to his yeshiva, Beit Medrash Gavaya in Lakewood. He used to come Thursday evening, and he would stay till Monday morning. During that time, he used to deliver two shiurim. One shiur, depending on the winter or the summer, was on Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. During the winter, it was on Motzei Shabbos this year, and during the summer, it was on the long Shabbos afternoons. And the second shiur, he used to say Monday morning, and then he would go back to New York. Listen to the fascinating story that Rav Shmuel Blechschlitter from Lakewood said over, Talmud Rav Aaron. He said this story happened in the 1950s. He said there was an older bacher that learned the Beis Medrash Gavaya, learned in Lakewood Yeshiva, and he was a yosim. And he learned a number of years in Lakewood, and then he went out and he got a job, and he lived in New York. But Lamaisley didn't have parents. He had some relatives in New York, but he felt that his home was Lakewood Yeshiva. So even when he went out to work and he left the yeshiva, he used to come every Shabbos back to Lakewood Yeshiva to be there, to be with Rabbi Aaron, be with the yeshiva together. And he would stay the whole Sunday and sit and learn in yeshiva. And then he would have to leave because Monday morning he had to be at work. He says one time, Rabbi Aaron called him over. And Rav Aaron said, I see how much it means to you to be by every shiur. And because I say the second shiur on Monday morning, you're not able to attend. You have to go out to work. So Rav Aaron said, and you should know, therefore, from now on, I'm changing the second shiur to Sunday. Because I want you to be able to attend the shiur. Rabbi Blech brought out from this amazing story, we see two amazing things. Number one, how Reb Aaron Cutler, what it meant to him, one individual. You think Reb Aaron Cutler didn't have a reason why he wanted to say the shiur on Monday morning? He changed the entire seder of the whole yeshiva. He changed the entire seder of his saying the shiur because of one bacher. You see what that means to feel for one individual. And Rabbi Blech brought out, there's another point here. How you see how Rabbi Aaron had the care and the concern of this bacher in mind, and he was able to be attuned to it. How much it means to this bacher to feel a part of the yeshiva. And therefore Rabbi Aaron was able to realize that to go ahead, what it means for him that he has to miss that all this year. But it's an incredible thing. Rabbi Aaron Cutler had so much on his head. He was running the whole Klal Yisrael, Chinuch Atzmoy, and everything. And Lakewood Yeshiva, we know he was running back, New York, Lakewood. But yet, he thought about one individual. Not just he thought about him, he changed the entire Sidrei HaYeshiva of his saying Geshir for one bacher. This brings to mind this famous story with Reb Shach. When Reb Shach was doing with Degel HaTorah, making Degel HaTorah, which as much as we discussed that, people that didn't live through it can't understand what was mamash. It was like the biggest earthquake shaking the world. The owner of Shach said, and he was even in his 90s, making the whole new political party in mamish. And at that time, smack in the middle of Degel HaTorah, one of the askanim said over, he got a phone call from Reb Shach. Emergency, he needs him. He needs him to come to him. The askanim went running, for sure. It's something crucial. The mamish in the middle of Degel HaTorah, making the foundation of the new party. And it meant so much to Reb Shach. And Rav Shach called him, when he comes, in, what's the emergency? Rav Shach said, there's an old bacher in Ponovitch Yeshiva, and they know that there's a Suri Yeshidach on the table, and they want a certain amount of money for the bacher should be able to give, and he doesn't have the money, an emergency! We can't let the opportunity of a Shidduch slip by from this bacher. We must immediately tonight go raise the money. But we have to learn from these stories, from Rav Aaron, from Rav Shach, that no matter how much we have on our plate, and trust me, it's not as much as Rav Aaron and Rav Shach had on their plate. As much as we have on our plate, we can never forget the plight of one individual, of one yachid. And we have to always remember them, and most of all, not just remember them, do for them.